I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The United Nations just released a report detailing the widespread abuse of kids in Central African Republic. Some were targeted because they belong to Christian families. Muslim-Christian violence is one of the many challenges facing CAR's new president-elect, Faustin Touadéra. Jim Hocking, who acts as Living Water International's representative in CAR, says Faustin is an evangelical Christian. Pray wisdom for Faustin and for justice. And on the heels of International Women's Day, Tina Yeager with Operation Mobilization is talking about the Freedom Challenge. It's a movement of women helping to end modern-day slavery by raising funds through mountain climbing. The money collected supports OM projects that protect girls and empower women rescued from the sex trade. Taking place on the first week of August, this year's climb is the biggest yet. 300 women are expected to attend. Get details and reserve your spot at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University. I'm Ruth Kramer.